Jake and Skullhead show on this Halloween Eve. I was going to say All Hallows Eve, but I think that's actually Halloween night.
So it's All Hallows Eve Eve.
Yeah, don't call me Eve. But I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is right here next to me.
I am. What song were you playing that you felt the need to end it before it was over?
Well, I picked a long song purposefully so that I could smoke a cigarette, but I was so nervous about getting back in time that I smoked the cigarette in half the time that the song ran.
I see.
It's a mashup of She Blinded Me with Science and Weird Science.
I see.
So, yeah, it's kind of groovy. I wish you could have heard it. It's kind of funny. When I pick the songs for the show, I always pick songs that I've been meaning to make Jake listen to, but Jake can't hear them.
I can't hear them, yeah. We really need a better setup than this for the radio.
You know, I looked at Home Depot, or not Home Depot. Yeah, I looked at Home Depot for mixers, and I didn't find anything. Then I looked in the liquor section of the supermarket and found several. But also at Radio Shack, they have four-channel mixers for like $40.
I saw that. There was a reason that I didn't get it. I don't remember what the reason was, though.
Each input is like a stereo plug, like an eighth of an or a quarter of an inch plug.
Right.
But
we'd have to buy a bunch of converters. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think part of the reason that I didn't do it is because it wouldn't be a whole lot different than what we're doing now. I mean, I guess because we don't want the cord running across the office all the time,
right?
You know, so we'd have to run something from in there and plug it in anyway, and they would presumably, everyone who was sitting in that room on the Thursday show would have to be using a splitter anyway,
huh.
You know, so it's not like we just each have our own unless we all got really, really long cords.
Or cordless headsets.
Yeah. I've never actually found one of those. I wanted one just for my desk. You know, there are cordless headphones, but not one that also has a mic.
Uh-huh.
We
should just ask Madonna.
Should we?
Because by the time that you get the mixer and everything involved, you're using stuff that's for performance rather than listening at your computer.
But we don't know Madonna.
That's true. I think she plays, though.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think Nightmare is actually Madonna.
What makes you say that?
Oh, come on. Look at the guy.
It's true. He does look a lot like Madonna. Madonna's the one that broke up the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's a ton of cordless headsets for like an office environment. I'm guessing those all plug into phone-type things, though.
Yeah.
Surely they would work for a computer. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what we could do? We could all start wearing those little Bluetooth things like douchebags wear around town.
Here we go. Oh, here we don't go.
What's
the
that?
The USB wireless voice over IP headset for $250.
Yeah, that's... Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's something hard to search. Yeah, well. It's a cordless headset for the Xbox.
Yeah. We could all get Xbox controllers. And we could actually start doing the radio show from Xbox Live while we played Splinter Cell.
Then all of the questions that came in would be, camping faggot.
Yeah. And we'd have to watch out for Tweezer Cell, because that would be our our bane. Coraline says, hey, Jick, tell Rip that he's not the only one who messes up Jick's name. But make sure he knows it's unforgivable for him since he sees you in person. Okay, did you hear that, Riff? Yeah, Riff wasn't paying attention, so he'll have to hear it on the instant replay. Our instant replay machine is broken, though. Cappy K says, you rock. Yep, no real reason why, but you do. Have fun and mention Snooty.
Mention Snooty, y'all.
God, I am still just kind of knocked on my ass from last week. The sort of two, and this is not normally a big deal, but the sort of two, like, you know, 14 or 16 hour days in a row while the documentary guys were here were just kind of exhausting. Because I didn't actually get any real work done because Hot Stuff and I spent the entire time that they were here trying to fix this goddamn item history tracking thing that got broken when we optimized the inventory table. It optimized it for some things and made some things take 1,000 times longer than they used to.
So did we end up with a net loss then from the optimization?
Well, no, because it's our tracking stuff on the back end takes longer, you know, which is completely imperceptible to the users. So it was ridiculous having to test a script that took like 2 hours to run.
Jeez.
But Gorblack says, there should be a skill for Moxie classes that lets you treat melee weapons as ranged weapons by chucking them at your opponent, but you can only attack every other turn because you spend one retrieving your weapon. And also, if you equip the Talisman Onam and go through the Time Rift, shouldn't you see the Palindome? Or was it not built at the time? I just realized that PvPers can... Oh, another question. Yeah, the Palindome wasn't built back then.
No, that was before Kubla Khan had decreed that it be built.
It wasn't actually built until you put the necklace on.
So
and
putting
the necklace
comes
from the future.
Summons it from the
Eldritch Mists?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eldritch Mists. That's where everything comes from.
That's where babies come from, too, all they know.
Gorblax also says, I just realized that PvPers can brick the houses of people they're about to fight to see what kind of house they have. That's probably true. That's because the toilet paper was secretly we wanted to give donators an advantage in PvP.
Oh, definitely.
Because, you know, you donate for toilet paper.
Bricks, I think.
Bricks.
If you don't know the difference between bricks and toilet paper, you're never coming to my house again.
And you do live in a brick shit house.
I'm built like a brick shit house.
Feng Shuiz says, apparently also about PvP, with the new trophies, cap dignity hit gains at level 30 instead of level 15. I don't know what the reason for that would be. Feng Shuiz, explain that if you're actually listening, because this question was from a while ago.
Okay. Furta Woon says, sometimes when I click on a button after already clicking it, my browser gets slower, I press the wrong button, I get sent to the main map and lose an adventure, bug or feature. Doesn't that mean you actually did do the adventure and that?
Yeah, you did the adventure and you got the gains from it. It just didn't. You didn't see the results. So if that happens when you're fighting something, what that means is that you won the fight. Maybe it was an ultra rare. You should check your inventory after that happens to see if you have any ultra rares. Psycho says, when fighting the sorceress, the regeneration from the pith helm occurs after the first form. Feature or bug? Feature? Well, two questions in a row from two different people that ended with either bug or feature or bug. Huh. I'd say that's a feature. I mean, it goes off every time an adventure gets spent. And an adventure gets spent at the end of that fight. Although, I don't know what happens if you don't have any adventures. I guess you only need the one turn to start that fight with the sorceress, because it's not going to halt you in the middle of the...
It should. You should have to have three adventures left. I wonder if that would kick a bunch of the two-day runs into 3 days.
I don't know. Foggy says, other anti-cheese pairings, cheese log, string cheese, cheese Louise, and toe cheese. What the hell is toe cheese?
And I'm guessing that's referring to... if you wear shoes for a couple of days and don't wash your feet, what occurs between your toes?
Like toe jam?
Yeah, kind of like foot smegma, pretty much.
That's really disgusting.
I try.
I always thought that was toe jam, not toe cheese.
Maybe that's another not toe cheese.
I don't ever have that because of my, healthy decision to not ever wear shoes.
I've been noticing that since I've started wearing closed-toed shoes, I've had to spray down my shoes and feet with Lysol to keep them from turning into gross.
Turning into gross?
Yeah.
144 or something?
Yeah, which really sucks. And 144 feet. That's like 144 toes.
Or 144 divided by 3 yards.
Yep.
Cheese log would give you log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. Also, I don't know what Cheese Louise is.
I think he's referring to the slang term Cheese Louise.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you don't know. You wouldn't know that because when you were growing up, you would just say, Jesus fucking Christ, Dad! And, you didn't have to be clever about your swearing.
That isn't really true, but...
No, because anybody who doesn't have Christian parents can just swear as much as they want.
Yeah. Nah, I guess that's kind of true. NovaKnight21 says, do you have any plans on expanding the Sleazy Back Alley like you did with the pantry? One of these days. I don't know what it would become exactly. Shanty Town. Hoboburg. Hoboburg would be kind of cool.
Bumsville.
Bum Rape Island.
Yeah.
Did you ever read Bum Rape Island?
No.
So fucking good. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, once clan crests are implemented, will you give us the choice to wear the crest as a tattoo? I will give you a choice of using the crest as toothpaste.
Yes.
And clan Colgate's, same deal. And clan Toms of Maine, in case you're a hippie like me.
In case you want your toothpaste to taste worse than your mouth does when you wake up.
What? If you use the, like, fennel Toms of Maine, then yes. But if you use the Toms of Maine
the
fennel, it's...
baking soda-flavored Toms of Maine.
I mean, I use the cinnamon, and it's good.
There was one point when we were leaving to go somewhere from Jick's house, having spent the night there, and I brushed my teeth with his toothpaste and then came out and told him how awful his toothpaste tasted, which his response was quite rightly, shut up and bring your own goddamn toothpaste next time. But rest assured, I will, because It's just like taking baking soda and pouring it on a toothbrush and adding a little more bitter and then brushing your teeth.
There's nothing wrong with that. You never actually brush your teeth with baking soda?
Well, I have.
As if you were out of toothpaste?
I've also brushed my teeth with liquid soap, but I prefer something that doesn't taste like ass.
Wow, that's disgusting. Why you would rather not brush your teeth than brush your teeth with soap?
No, that was what I had to do once as a penalty for swearing.
Cheese Louise. You couldn't have said, like,
cheese and rice,
yeah. Godfrey Daniels.
The Samuel Langhorne Clemens is going on around here.
Okay. Let's see. Rule 5 says, could we have a null channel where you can go to type who is or test your macros or talk to yourself, but without having anyone else appear to be there, like a one-person clan? Well, you can if you form a one-person clan. Mm. Or you could talk in newbie, because nobody pays attention in there anyway. So when you want to do that, just do it in normal.
Yes.
What? Who hangs out in normal these days? Is it...
Geez, I don't know. I've never been in normal.
Son of Beckett says, there currently doesn't appear to be any tracking of ice-cold six-packs consumed with an ice stein under the total booze consumed. Is this deliberate or an oversight? Probably an oversight. What the hell?
Enemy Lasagna's next question is to elaborate.
Enemy Lasagna says, for the pea shooter idea, will we get ink-frosted astral cupcakes? No, you'd get ink-frosted astral cookcakes.
Yes.
Robability oceans, yes. As well as lot holes and rapes. What?
Is there a prape?
Is there prapes in the game?
You would get greys, I guess, from the great... No, you just get greats from the grapes.
Yeah.
What is the kingdom's flag? We don't have a flag, so therefore we can't have a country by the rules I've just made up.
Yeah. The, I don't know. There probably is a flag. We should have a contest.
Yeah.
To design the flag of Logan.
We should judge it all ourselves.
WallaWalla23 says, after breaking my habit of using a sombrero for every ascension, I tried out my Doppelshifter. It's awesome, and I know this is a year late, but thanks for making a Mr. Store familiar that's fun and exciting. Also, please put in the favorite familiar ascension leaderboards. I want to see if my Doppelshifter run was good enough for the leaderboards. At this point, I'm sure that it was. I checked the other day, and there were like 1,200 runs. There were 1,200 ascensions, I think, with favorite familiars. But I did a breakdown of them to see if there were, like, enough for leaderboards on most of the familiars, and there weren't. I think that I will wait until there are 10 ascensions with most of the familiars, and then put in the leaderboards. And that may already be like that, so I'll check.
So then you can, if you're interested in seeing those come about, just start ascending with random familiars.
Yeah, totally. And I don't know if I want to do like 100%, or if I want to just if I want it to, you know, have to be at least. I don't know. I don't know how those leaderboards should work, like, because I think that the doing an ascension with only one familiar and like at, you know, at like 100% or whatever. You know what I could do? I could order it by the percentage first, and then by the number of turns. Because that way, eventually the leaderboards would fill up with people who used exclusively that familiar. Like, it would start out if you used your, you know, say mosquito for 40% of a run and other familiars for 20% each, you could get on the leaderboard if there were no other runs with the mosquito, but eventually, once everybody... Yeah, okay. So I'll order it by percentage descending, and then number of turns ascending. Yeah. So that way I don't have to make a decision, and it encourages, you know... Because somebody would know that, like, all right, there's a really fast run that was 95% mosquito, but all they would have to do to push that guy off the leaderboard was to do another run that was 100% mosquito. Yeah.
Yeah.
Figured that right the hell out just then.
Right about then, you funk soul brother.
Hogulus says, if you want to discourage excessive use of LTS, how about a doppelganger-type monster that is A, not the shadow, and B, affected by every buff and equipment enchantment that you have? So plus initiative stuff will have no effect because the doppelganger will have the same amount of initiative, plus melee damage stuff will make the doppelganger hit harder, too. Of course, it'd have to appear alongside other monsters in a conventional adventuring location to have any effect on strategy, and it would make a cool boss if it also got to use a copy of your familiar. Having it use a copy of your familiar would be a tremendous amount of work.
So you get something that you're always evenly matched against?
Apparently always perfectly equally matched against if we did it right.
Yeah.
It would be much easier, though, rather than just giving it all of your stats, just to make hitting it a coin flip and it hitting you a coin flip.
Huh.
Hogula says, if you fight it with a volleyball and lose, you would lose stats because the doppelganger's volleyball takes them. If you take a barnacle, you get some form of negative status effect, etc. I mean, while that would be fun, it would be so much work to code sort of opposite versions of every familiar just for the sake of the one monster.
It would also make it so we'd be less likely to add new familiars.
Yeah. Bobby Nopant says, if the chef and the bartender in the box can perform specialized skills without having you spend the adventures, then why can't in a box the Smith advance helmets and pants? We've come up with a narrative justification for this before.
Yep. So go and browse those archives.
The advanced cocktail crafting stuff is a matter of knowing how to combine the ingredients. No, or rather knowing which ingredients combine. So once you've explained it to your bartender in the box, it can do it. But smithing stuff actually requires different techniques for the advanced stuff, and Innobox doesn't know them.
Yep.
Yeah. Istanbul says, is there any way to hit the apathetic lizard man without getting the apathy effect?
Is there any way to read that question without getting the apathy effect?
Is there any way to hit the apathetic lizard man without getting the apathy effect? What about the acid blob? I mean, there's a chance that you won't get it, you know?
Why don't ranged weapons work, though? He's asking.
Because your moxie is too low.
Well, why don't... When you shoot an arrow at the lizard man and hit him, why do you then get an apathy effect?
Because?
Because you hit him with your bow, your arrows.
Yeah.
It's just the act of wounding him causes him to release an apathy field.
It's not like poison.
Yeah, it's like he's sort of inflatable, and what he's inflated with is apathy, and when you puncture him, it escapes into the air.
And if you prick him, does he not bleed apathy? And with the acid blob, it just, you know, you poke a hole in it and it kind of squirts at you.
I was playing with your Russian ceremonial dagger like I always do during radio shows,
right.
And I managed to pinch myself in between the hilt and the scabbard. Yeah. Furtawoon says, how about a pair of pixel goggles, and when worn in 8-bit realm, it generates adventures with the Boys and Girls of Loathing calendar, but with appropriate blurring effect. What?
Naked pictures that are censored. So the pixelation is what they put over naked tits on TV, that kind of thing. That's kind of clever, but it doesn't do much.
When getting the letter from the tutorial, you need to visit him again to get the message that he has nothing further in order for the quest log to not show it as an active quest. Why? Oh, probably because reading the letter doesn't properly reset your quest flag to... See, the thing is, your status in the tutorial progression is not tracked by the same mechanism that the quest log uses, so that was kind of thrown in there as a fake side way of tracking it, and so I had forgotten that more than one thing could affect that. I should fix that. I should make a note of it. Super Secret Spoiler Smurf says, Kristen shot JR! Woo!
It's his sled.
what were we talking? What were we talking about the other day? Where it was a like a rose was the name of a sled bud.
Wow.
I don't remember how that conversation came.
I've heard that his last words were actually Rosebud, but that was also the nickname that he had for his mistress at the time. His slang for her vagina.
Huh.
Snopes has no idea, though.
Evang says, would you ever make it so you could just choose which skill you get at the Friars? I don't know. It'd be easier than going through Teetotaler just to drop it for the skill. Yeah, well, you know, if that's too hard, don't fucking do it.
Right.
Kind of irritates me anyway. Strong Bad Fan EX says, watched The Shining last night, and that lady is damn creepy. I see what you mean. She's horrifying. Plus, my diagram of the office from last show, the random house guests are people like Mary of Doom, and Scully and Hot Stuff are the same person, since Scully isn't around for the Thursday show. And Riff and Zeno are in one place for the Monday show, and how does Mr. Skullhead feel about the sword behind inappropriate prepositions chat effect? Oh, okay.
Frankly, my dear, I don't know, I've watched that in effect because Riff pretty much always has the sword equipped, and I don't know, I think it's funny in limited doses. And
yeah.
This is more limited than the ones that Riff has subjected me to.
Yeah. That was funny when you were trying to be mean to somebody and instead of in the ass, it was like under the ass or whatever. All right.
What is with the questions that are like free association for a paragraph? Did we make it so that you could send in longer questions?
No, I made it so if there are multiple questions in a row from the same person, that it just puts it, because usually people don't ask a sequence of staccato individual questions, you know?
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm looking. The game still needs a rubber chicken, possibly with a pulley in the middle, says Hagula. a bang gun. A gun that makes the bang flag come out.
And maybe a thwip crossbow. That's excellent.
Plus, they don't have to be classic gags as long as they're funny. I'm pretty sure the Archie McPhee catalog doesn't offer a talking, intelligent skull smoking an upside-down pipe. Yeah, it does.
And if it did, I would buy it.
Also says maybe a boxing glove in the box, which could be installed at your campsite, and every time you click on it, it punches you in the face, and you lose 10 hit points.
Someone suggested putting the boxing glove on a spring in gift packages that will hit the recipient when the package is opened.
That was also Hogulus.
Hogulus says someone, I forget who, had a better idea for it.
Oh, sorry.
If we did that, it wouldn't be able to give you
to actually do any damage. Yeah,
it could give you a black eye effect that is not the beaten up effect. I guess it doesn't do anything.
The Raging Bull doesn't even drop a boxing glove, does it?
I don't think so.
We should have it drop boxing gloves as an accessory with the intrinsic inability to type. Glebe says, can we get some kind of kitchen pot lid as a shield? I was washing one at work, and it reminded me a lot of a shield. Everyone could be like the kids in Battle Royale. Like, shot in the head with an arrow. I think I flipped open that random manga, and it was just some dude with an arrow being shot through his head and one of his eyes popping out. And then other people being all cute and laughing. The artwork for that.
Since we're in the U.S., it's Battle Royale is actually Battle Quarter Pounder.
Oh. Yeab says, so you don't want to multi-use wads of dough and flat dough in order to keep the unrolling pin joke. Why not have it such that when you get a rolling pin, you can multi-use wads of dough, and when you get an unrolling pin, you can multi-use flat dough? It would keep the joke and allow people more variety than one or all. Yeah, that's not... that bad of an idea.
Yeah.
Fembot Artsy Pants says, is it possible to have outgoing gift messages include the contents in your saved messages just like normal K-mails? Not exactly. I'd have to fake it. Because the way that they're saved in their K-mail when they open it is by saving a copy of the actual message they get when they open the box, and the message is generated by actually giving them the items. So it wouldn't be possible to generate that message when you sent the box, but it would just be able to say, you know, the package contained, and then, I mean, it could just totally generate that list to go in your saved messages. Yeah, I should totally do that. Di Vernon says, is it possible for the sword behind inappropriate prepositions to change prepositions that appear in links that you attempt to post? Not unless they have spaces in them. Not unless the link has spaces in it, in which case it wouldn't work anyway. So, no.
Right.
Enemy Lasagna says, have you ever heard the Ballad of Irving?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. Could I tell you anything informative or interesting about the Ballad of Irving? No.
Gorblack says, why doesn't the five-finger discount affect micro-brewery prices? Because that's not a store.
It's a bar.
Also, you should make some new attack texts for the can of maces. The ones that apply now don't make much sense.
That is true. The can of maces is one of the kind of outliers of the whatever weapon class it is. So, I fully intended to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's like a one-handed ranged club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Galapagos James says, could you make it so you're more likely to get bones you don't have five of when using dusty piles? I hate missing one bone and having 12 of another. Trade them with your friends.
Yep.
Glebe says, how is the right-click buff shruggage an undocumented feature? I'm looking at the documentation right now. Did something happen with that since I've been paying attention? Where is that? You did add some.
Yeah. You're right, kind of buff, it shrug off, it will let you shrug it off directly.
Yeah. Kind of okay. And it gives the confirmation. Hey, neat.
Added that as a bit of an inspiration last night.
A fit of a World of Warcraft inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'll quit looking at that. Somebody linked me to the Industrial Light and Magic Halloween Party pictures, which had some impressive costumes. There's a guy there as a stick figure. And I was looking at it, trying to see if he had a sword or a martini glass, so he would know that we had an inn in Industrial Light and Magic. But I couldn't find one.
Di Vernon says, is it possible for the sword behind inappropriate prepositions item description to actually contain the correct prepositions? It could. I mean, I guess if you ran it enough times, it would eventually randomly select all the correct prepositions.
That would be tricky to select them all in order.
No, it can actually replace a preposition with itself. I don't think there's anything... I don't think.
No, I'm pretty sure there is, because it's never right.
Well, really? Maybe I did write it such that it forces a change. Occasional JD says, when fighting a newt, there should be a chance that the monster will get better and change back.
Only if you're stasising the newt.
Yeah, it won't take one that you've used already.
Tom93 asks, is there any chance that you could order the accessories by something? As it is, I can rarely find anything without control effing it.
Aren't they ordered by alphabetic?
Ordered by Alphabetica.
Yeah. Alphabetica is that band that was kind of like Elastica.
They are kind of in that they're in two columns, and you get like A, top left, B, top right, C, bottom left, D, bottom right.
Well, we put C and D at the end of the alphabet. No wonder people are confused.
Yeah. If I could rearrange the alphabet...
I'd put C and D at the bottom.
Yep. If I could rearrange the word ennui, I'd put you and I together.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put two double D's in your shirt. I couldn't go anywhere else with it. Tom93 says, I know you've touched on the subject before, but do you think that you'll make zones for the other elements at some point? Oh, sometime.
And it would be really tricky to make a sleaze-based zone. Well, the frat house is kind of, but...
Strong Bad Fanny X says, Halloween is almost upon us, and I plan to make a KOL costume. Who slash what should I be? Sorry for the typo in the last one.
You should be Nightmare dressed as Jake's avatar.
And then go through an airport.
Yeah.
Evang says, what were those tracks in town used for? Was it going to be like some monorail, but then everyone went to Ogdenville and saw what happened to them and stopped the monorail guy? Is there any chance the track will bend? None at all, my Hindu friend.
Those aren't train tracks. That's actually a robot that had one single tread-based conveyance system that went through town at that point. Like, he parachuted down from the sky and landed just south of the right side of the tracks and went just north to the wrong side of the tracks and then took off.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because they were already called the right and wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
So they were actually kind of happy that somebody put some tracks.
Yeah, because they were like, what are we going to do with all this sand that's in between them? And the guy left the track in the sand. So then they when he took off, it fused the sand into a sort of glass, so the tracks were just solid and didn't get blown away by the wind or scuffed up by children.
Right.
Because that's what children do. They scuff things up.
Yeah, especially tracks. Religious tracks, needle tracks.
Contracts.
Yes.
Waterbau says, Firefox 2 is out. Remember to update. What?
Update I did.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Then I don't really like the new icon set for Firefox 2, but I do like that it does some of the things that you had to get add-ons to do before.
Like what? What are the differences? And how come the original Firefox doesn't tell you that there's a 2.0 version out? The way it does with every incremental one version.
I don't know.
Huh. Are they stopping development on the ones?
It does some neat stuff, like clicking a link that would open a new window just opens it in a new tab, unless you force it to do otherwise.
Oh, see, I always... That's a setting in the one that we use now that I always turn on.
Oh, so this one hasn't turned on.
So it just changes the default behavior. That's nice.
There's a thing that... There was an add-on you could get that would... You could have multiple windows open, multiple tabs, and then close the windows, and it would store that session. And now, when you open it, you have the option to just restore a previous session, so I can have all of the stuff that I usually have up.
Like FARC and Teen Slut Warehouse?
Teen Slut what house?
Teen Slut Warehouse.
Teen Slut who house?
Yep, they are. I don't think there even is a Teen Slut Warehouse. It's just Modern Humorist sold those shirts that said Teen Slut Warehouse. They were cool shirts. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a Ring of Embarrassment which, when equipped, will instantly unequip your pants, and no matter how many times you try to put new ones on, they keep falling off?
Yes.
I have one of those in real life.
Is that why you're never wearing any pants?
Uh-huh. Really, a wedding ring is like that, because once you get married, your pants never stay on.
Oh, yeah.
Again, because of the insane amounts of sex you have after you get married. Buy the cow, kids. Buy the cow.
I'd rather get...
Andrew the Wumpa says, why do purses hold more meat than wallets? Are you implying that girls always have more money? It's a coin purse. They're both for men.
You keep a coin purse?
I don't keep a coin purse, but I'm not an old man.
Oh.
Do you think that we'll keep coin purses when we're older, or do you think that old men kept coin purses when they were younger?
Do you think there will still be coins when we're that old?
Will there still be coins when we're that old, says Riff.
I think that there won't be any physical currency, but we'll still have a little coin purse that has a couple of like USB jump drives in it or something. and store extra units of money.
Extra gold
pieces. Yeah. Extra rupees, I should say, because India is going to take over the world.
You mean Hyrule is going to take over the world? Man, I want to go to India because I want to get some of the little colored jewels for currency.
Yeah.
Because they use rupees.
Yeesh.
What are they? Green, green, blue, red.
You wouldn't even have to go to a bank and just cut down some tall grass or some pots.
Yeah, just cut down some grass and break some pots and you're rich.
Well, the cool thing about India is you can just walk into people's houses and start breaking stuff and stealing.
And they just don't say anything because you're dressed like a cow. Man, I wonder if anybody's ever done that. Like, two cat burglars decide to become cow burglars, and they get into a cow suit and go to India and just steal stuff from people. Oh, boy. Ron says, I must say, the stuffed snowy owl looks nothing like the other game art. The lines are too thin and well-drawn. It's because I had to draw it big and it shrunk down more. I hate it when things look like that. I'm going to take a look at it, though, because I want to see it.
To me, it looks sufficiently the same art style as the Spirit Hobo and the Pet Rock and the Bugbear Shaman.
Hmm. Yeah, anything. I was able to draw the actual Snowy Owl pretty reasonably, I guess. That took a lot of tries. Yeah, it's 30 by 30 pixels, man. What can you do? What can you do, who?
With an owl like that always on your back.
Lavamancer says, I wish I wasn't so tired. That isn't what Lavamancer says. That's what Jick says. Hey, guys. Thanks for breaking my cow lap. Hey, guys. Is there any chance of a familiar like the deflated inflatable decapede coming around to Mr. Store anytime soon? I don't know. We were talking about it last month, but everybody got too grouchy about it. Nobody really got grouchy, but nobody could agree. So, nobody agreed. Mr. Store item, a saber-tooth sharpening kit that gives plus 10 pounds of saber-tooth lime. It would do plus 50% physical damage. It would be pretty awesome.
Huh. Do we have enough physically resistant monsters to make people want that?
Well, I don't think it's... I don't think it would...
Oh, physical damage.
Yeah, physical damage. I don't think anybody uses attack familiars enough that they would want... Yeah. Minor Annoyance says, nitpick, Clockwork Endoskeleton is made with the claws in the dome, which is odd because the picture of the endoskeleton has claws attached to a spine, which is the deactivated Micromechamech. Yeah, I know.
We still haven't fixed that.
Huh?
Since we still haven't fixed that?
No.
Oh.
I could fix it, I guess.
All right, then.
Amanda's Lover says, is the thingy on top of the Pine Fresh air freshener a reference to Hermy the Third from Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga? That item was made before Mario and Luigi came out, I think. And no, it's not. It's what is on top of the Pine Fresh air freshener? It's just a string. Jump the Shark says, when I was at the library, I got new copies of Max Payne 2 and Dungeon Keeper 2 in the free book section. What should I do with them? Well, Dungeon Keeper 2 you should play. Max Payne 2 you should also play. Hollywood Undead links to the picture of Hot Stuff's house. Sorry I couldn't get it in by Thursday, but my stepdad kicked me off to play World of Warcraft. Aww, it's Puzzle Faggot Ridge. That's very cute. It has bunnies having sex with each other. And heart-shaped clouds. Rickett says, do Disco Bandits really need 5 skills that de-level a monster? For serious. I don't know. Some people on the dev team are starting to talk about how they wouldn't mind some of those skills being changed to something else. And I gotta kind of agree that it's a little silly that they have 4 skills that do basically exactly the same thing, just different scales. I don't know what else they would have, though. Hogula says, any plans to make a monster that's resistant to all elements? This, if put in the same zone as physical resistant monster, would encourage people to strategies. Rather to... Damn it. To change strategies rather than just LTSing or just spell slinging. A friend of mine had an idea for one that alternates between that and physical resistance mid-battle to get people to actually read combat text and not just hit the button every round. That's kind of interesting.
So some kind of boss that is a spirit and then it enters the material world and it leaves the material world. No, it's not a material girl. Oh, wow. Ergo says, have you all seen some of the new Guitar Hero 2 videos? Here's the Pulp Fiction theme on Expert.
Yeah, that I watched that. That just leads me to believe that I'm never, ever going to beat Guitar Hero 2 on Expert.
I'm just pleased to see that Mr. Lou is in there. That's kind of
great. Yeah. The Trogdor song, ooh. It's like a minute and 39 seconds long, I guess. It's like an unlockable bonus song. I'm pretty excited about Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty excited about the first, like, 30 seconds of Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
I'm not... I don't know what I'm going to do with Guitar Hero 2. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to start out playing it on Expert, or if I should maybe start out on Hard, because I'd never get to play all the songs if I started on Expert. You know, I just wouldn't be able to beat it.
Yeah.
I think the way that I did Guitar Hero when I first got it was I just played it from the beginning on Medium, and unlocked every song on Medium, and then started playing through Expert. Gleave says, we should be able to smith a phonics down into a feather bow, like in Donkey Kong 64. I don't know what that means.
Huh.
Hogula says, how would you feel about familiar equipment that can't be smithed, found, or otherwise acquired outside the arena? Obviously, they wouldn't give plus five... Well, that can be smith, found, or otherwise acquired outside the arena. Obviously, they wouldn't give plus five a familiar, but it'd be interesting to find other universal equipment with various effects. I don't know. they're suggesting... Who is suggesting? MaxGuy56 says, you should replace the picture of the infuriating painting with this, and then it's a painting of the enraged cow. Well. Elementary Penguin says, do you guys watch The Office at all? Because if you don't, that is something that you should immediately rectify. I've seen, like, the first season of the British version. I've never seen the American version. I own the first season of the British version, but I keep... For a long time, I kept watching episodes of it and then falling asleep, so I have no idea which episodes I've seen and which ones I haven't at this point. I guess I should watch the American version. I like Steve Carell. Vlad Slingshot says, can you remove the autocell on the stuffed angry cow and make it a free pull? No.
Well, what does it do?
Nothing. You just beat it, and it gives you the message that you beat it. Benji Cord says, why are there stuffed cans of asparagus for sale in the mall? I don't know. Did we forget to make that a gift item? Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, any hints as to what the new item of the month is going to be? Nope.
Yeah, if you have any,
yeah, if you have any, we'd like them.
That's a bad thing to say.
No, it's not. Dr. Motive says, the It's Not Yours, It's Mine adventure says, A flat minor still needs a picture.
Yeah, we'll get our art guy on that.
Hogula says, I know you've said in the past that you don't want people to be able to spend their turns optimally and automatically at the same time. Why, then, have you made 6 trophies that require you to be at such a high level that the Knoll Gym, the Canadian Institute, and Nerf actually become far more effective than actual adventuring at a certain point reached as you're getting them? With the exception of using epic numbers of clovers in the gallery, but hitting the adventure again link as many times as you have adventures doesn't really require much thought than using that, much more thought than using the gems. Well, I don't know. I mean, for actual play, I don't think that using the sign gems is at all optimal. For power leveling, it is, but power leveling is not, you know, it's rewarded, I guess, by these trophies, you know, but it's not rewarded by anything that you actually get in-game yet. I mean, maybe someday it will. You know, maybe someday we'll put some awesome zone in with awesome drops that you have to be level 250 to adventure in.
Yep.
Rowden says, if it's okay to say that's really gay to mean that's bad, then isn't all racism and sexism valid? I mean, if you're looking for semi-accepted usages, I can call cheap people Jews or burning people faggots or people with sideways vaginas Asians.
Wow.
I mean, I would call anybody with a sideways vagina an Asian if I saw somebody like that.
I don't know. I understand that people who are more likely to be homophobic, say 13-year-old kids saying that's gay, it's a good thing to say, hey, think about what you're saying. But somebody that is my age and is clearly not a homophobe, I think it's perfectly okay for me to say, ah, that's totally gay.
I mean,
and no, that doesn't mean that it's okay to use any kind of racism or sexism, because double standards are what our society's based on.
I also am never really sure whether I don't know. I don't think of gay as a race. I mean,
because if it was, you'd be winning.
Oh, hey, no. I mean, I don't know, man. It's like I feel like being gay is not an attribute that's in the same set of attributes that being Jewish is in. Being gay is in the same set of attributes that being a redhead is in. And I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know why I think there's a difference there. I mean, I when I say, like, man, people with red hair suck at ping pong, like, I don't believe that I'm insulting anybody's culture or heritage, you know? Like, say people with red hair get sunburned more easily than people with brown hair, you know, like, as if, like, Jews are money grubbing, you know, like, it's, I don't know, man, I just don't think there's anything wrong with describing things that are lame as gay, because it's not like, you know.
I've met very few gay people who are offended by that if they know the person who's doing it. It's just, if you know that the person who's making a statement like that is not actually a homophobe, then they don't care.
Well, so is it okay to say nigger if you're not a racist?
It's okay to say nigger if you're black.
What if you're a racist black person who hates niggers?
Then you're on Boondocks.
Oh.
I mean, go up, you know, if you're hanging out with, say, Ted Pro or Lex or somebody, and you say, yeah, look at that shit over there, that's totally gay, I'm sure that they wouldn't have a problem with it.
No. But they also wouldn't have a problem with you saying, like, shut up, faggot.
Right.
You know, which is insulting. And
I think Dan Savage's response to that was, yes, it does make you sound a bit like a homophobe to say that's totally gay, and some of my straight friends do that, but to be fair, the things they were describing were, in fact, completely and utterly gay.
Yeah, well.
I think it comes down to having a fucking sense of humor.
Yeah. I don't like being made to feel guilty for hating people that I don't actually hate.
Yeah. Like when you say, what do you think of the way that Mark Twain uses the word nigger in his stories? You racist!
Yeah, you're not allowed to say it. Parafert says, I have a three questions. Oh. Who in the office has the largest computer screen? How big is it? And what is their justification for having it? None of us have particularly large...
I do.
Oh, do you?
I've got that flat screen TV.
Oh, right. Xenophobe bought a television to use as a monitor. To play games on, I think. Yeah, at home on my video game play and computer, I have I have a 22-inch CRT, just because they were cheap. We all have more than one monitor, but they tend to be like 17 and 19-inch monitors.
Yeah, I have a 17-inch and a 15-inch. I think.
I believe that I have three. No, in fact, I'm certain that I have three identical 19-inch monitors. My justification for having three 19-inch monitors is that I need them to watch three different kinds of porn at the same time.
Because otherwise you get bored.
Yeah, yeah, I've been so, I'm so burned out on sex that I... That's true. That's true. Oh, I'm a mum. Hogula suggests an ultra rare monster in the ballroom, a man in the back with eyes as red as the sun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Of course, we get the reference.
Tell him that he's the passionate
one. I started deciding on Halloween that I was going to go as a wizard who the only spell that I knew was a spell that required me to recite the entirety of the lyrics of Ballroom Blitz and then like throw some chalk dust at the person that I was talking to. Or just do something like should pour some coffee on the ground or something like oh, this is a spell to make a mess, and then it takes a long time to cast. It's just reciting Ballroom Blitz, and then I like fuck up their floor. But I decided that that would be a bad costume. Tom 93 says, shouldn't the Roadrunner in the Strange Leaflet flap out of the way with a meep meep rather than a squawk?
That's true. Or instead of flapping out of the way, it should just jump to avoid a coyote.
Conjoined Multi says, I heard your circus peanut story. I cried because when I was 8 years old, I fantasized about getting three wishes, and a big bag of those was my first wish. When I became a grown-up, though, I bought them maybe three times. Wish granted!
I have those. I have that bag in my desk, and I'm working my way through it, because I think those things are tasty. Conjoined Multi says, here's the only joke I ever made up. Where do vampires get electricity? Bat trees.
Bat trees?
Bat trees.
Where do vampires get?
Throw that one in, Zeno.
Oh, yeah. I need to... Are you working on it? Okay. All right. What was the one that I told in the World of Warcraft party chat? There was an actual Laffy Taffy joke that I was so fucking ridiculous. Okay, here's one that I read yesterday. What do you call Lassie with a rose in her mouth?
I don't know.
Cauliflower.
That's pretty
involved. I wish that Riff, do you remember the Laffy Taffy joke that I told in the World of Warcraft party chat last night? Right. What kind of garden has the most vegetables in it? Flash garden.
I thought it was the fastest.
That would have kind of made sense if it had been the fastest. It would have made sense if it would... What is Ming the Merciless's least favorite kind of garden or something?
Yeah.
But what... Conjoined Multi says, can we see a preview of the Feelies? Pleelies? Please. Yeah. I don't know, Riff, do you have that picture up anywhere on the Intar webs? No. If you could send it to me, actually, or put it on the network drive, then I can maybe put it up somewhere and post it. There's going to happen sometime soon, because it's been almost as long as the woman said it was going to be before we got the keys. I don't know. Enter the Wumpa says, a while ago there was talk of trying to do a propaganda campaign with Perplex City, and by propaganda I mean advertising. Whatever became of this? I don't remember talking about that. It was going to be for the next season. Probably predicated on whether they use Riff's card or not. Yeah. Because he apparently designed a puzzle and did the card layout, and they might accept it for the next one. Also, are there squirrels in Arizona? And if not, where do you get the ink-bearing squirrels for the KOLversary messages? Oh, by the way, I changed that adventure in the one where you make a copy of the map, where you make some paper from a nearby tree. I changed it to, and you make some ink from a nearby squirrel to make yourself a copy of the map. No, there are squirrels. There were squirrels on ASU's campus, at least. I think they must seed that campus with squirrels.
There are local squirrels too.
Are there?
Yeah.
I've never actually seen. I've seen rabbits around in my neighborhood, but I don't think I've ever seen squirrels.
I've seen a squirrel or two.
There's a, there's not as much foliage.
It's hard to see them because they're squirrely. But
And an aunt named Shirley, who they always referred to as Squirrely Shirley.
Wow.
She wasn't really squirrely.
Shirley, you can't be serious. Anyway, Lasagna says, how fast can you repeatedly say the word touch? Touch, 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 touch,
touch, touch, touch, touch, touch, touch,
relatively fast.
Touch, 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 touch. Okay. Yeah, so I found out that it's impossible for me to say the word sparkle three times in a row quickly.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle?
Yeah, I cannot do that. I can say sparkler, 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 but I can't say sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. The last one just sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. The last one doesn't come out right, and it makes me sound like Bill Cosby. And when I discovered this, we were I was in the middle of a kind of a nice restaurant with my wife, and apparently doing it a lot louder than I realized because she was sort of became mortified and.
There are some phrases that my mouth just doesn't want to get around. Like, when we were going to see The Nightmare Before Christmas, I kept telling people, yeah, we're going to go see Nightmare Before Christmas. And Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm going to get the new Scissor Sisters album. Scissor Sisters.
She sells Scissor Sisters. Scissor Shore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did the judicial system. You can't say that and sound sober. There's a problem in this here judicial system.
Hmm.
Well, we're at midpoint. Shall we take a...
Yeah, let's take a break.
And, okay. 10 minutes of mashups, and we'll be back.
All right.
Talking And use it to get out the wealthy.
Hey!
There's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. So no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so beautiful without me.
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so beautiful without me. I'm saying this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so beautiful.
And we're back to let you know that we can really shake him down. Do you love us now that we can dance?
I still can't dance.
Yeah, I can't talk, and the only thing about me is the way that I walk.
Oh, boy. Raph Fury says, hey, you guys ever think about adding a line to each of the leaderboards telling the player what their current rank on that board would be? That would help players feel like they're making progress, even if they aren't getting on the boards. That would be pretty expensive to calculate on the fly. And unless we generated a new table for the leaderboards, for everything, yeah, that's pretty tough to do. That kind of aggregation across all the tables that the leaderboards hit. So I agree that it would be nice to see where you were. I feel like that, you know, would probably be one of those like carrot on a stick things that would improve our retention rate if we did it. But you know, it's kind of a low priority. I'm going to be looking at the leaderboard code for the first time in a while once I do this familiar ascension things. But Vash Orion says, when did you guys stop trick-or-treating, and why the hell did you? How can you turn down free candy? I think the last time I went trick-or-treating was like a junior in high school, and then I just kind of felt guilty.
And last time I went was as a senior in high school, and I went with one guy who was older than me and a bunch of people who were a year younger, and we got several people saying, aren't you kids a little old to be going out trick-or-treating? And that was when I felt that was... So it's not like I turned down free candy, it's I was turned down for free candy. I received free candy turned-down service.
Agamemnon. Age Memnon? That isn't how you spell Agamemnon, is it?
No, but I couldn't tell you how you do.
I think it was the A-G-A Memnon. Will there be higher level skills released with NS13 so that there will still be motivation to spend multiple days leveling after beating the sorceress? No. Skills are not going to ever go past 15 innately, I don't think. There might be more skills that you can acquire by doing things that take a long time, but, yeah. Cyan220 says, Jix, since China is, in your words, not cool, you pay now, would you guys consider putting plastics on pre-order so that if they sold out and then some, you could do another order right away?
That's not a bad idea.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about that because this whole deal is kind of expensive and hasn't turned into anything yet. So, I don't know. I mean, I believe that people will buy them, but I don't know about...
So you would rather not know if we're going to sell out of them or if we're going to sell four of them?
Well, I think that what he's saying is if we order more from the factory, mm-hmm. so that if we sell out... We won't have to wait the entire duration of another order to restock.
Yeah, I saw that as before we get this first batch, we start taking orders.
We take pre-orders.
If we get 1,500 pre-orders, then we know we should order another batch before we get this batch.
I'm reluctant to do pre-order stuff because it would kind of... we would either have to do something that sucked or we would have to totally change the way we handle ordering at the store, which is like if somebody pre-ordered pre-ordered a Feely's pack and ordered a shirt, you know, we'd have to divide it up into two orders, send them the shirt and the Feely's pack later, which, I mean, we wouldn't... I don't know. The way that it works out, like, the more different things that get ordered, realistically, shipping should get cheaper because it does get cheaper. I mean, it doesn't cost twice as much to ship two shirts as it does to ship one shirt.
Right.
You know, and all of the prices are set so we just sort of barely break even if you buy one thing. Like, the price of any one thing is always enough to ship it. But so that kind of... I mean, it doesn't really screw the customer, but it screws us to break stuff up into
right.
multiple orders. It doesn't really screw us. I mean, it's not like we... It's kind of throwing away money for no good reason. I don't know.
I guess the way to do it would just be to collect pre-orders in a list that's different from placing an order.
Right. So. Or just, you know, if you're going to pre-order this, you can only pre-order this. You know, it can't... Yeah, have it be a separate order, which we could do, but, I mean, it's just... I don't know. I mean, I'd rather just have the goddamn toys here and sell them, you know? I mean, I would rather not have to deal with, like, supply chain logistics at all.
Yeah.
You know, we could just not tell people about stuff that we were going to sell, and that would solve the problem just as effectively.
That's so hard, though.
It is. It is.
Because we get excited about this stuff.
We do. I mean, and you know, especially, like, the Feelies, you know, we sold out of them, and there are already pre-orders from Con, and it sucks that this is such a pain in the ass, you know? I mean, it was... I did not put the picture up. I will. Maybe, I don't know. I'll post it in the forums or something. Aragos says, Jick, I'm at an impasse. Do I go to an undoubtedly awesome Minus the Bear concert with 0 to 1 hot girls, or go to a less exciting party with at least 1+ hot girls? It depends on... I mean, you know, if you're single, go with the most girls. Like, I've never heard of that band, so they can't be as cool as...
Is there a chance that there are going to be hot indie rock girls at the Minus the Bear concert?
I mean, you gotta gauge your odds of scoring. I mean, just hanging out with girls is not enough.
I mean, do you know that you're the only person who's going to bring a girl to this concert, and there will otherwise be no women there if you don't bring one? Otherwise.
What is that? Slow Motion Magic says, I nearly spat beer all over my computer when you told your How I Almost Stole a School Bus story. And then I saw this in the news today, and it's a story of this kid who stole a city bus and then just drove it along the actual bus route, picking people up and charging the fares.
The best thing, though, Davis had previously been charged for a similar bus theft. So this is the second time that he pulled that off.
I mean, I guess if you just really, really want to be a bus driver, you know.
I think that they should just wait till the kid turns 16 and then give him a job as a bus driver, because clearly he's got a knack for it.
Yeab says, do the drop rates on Doc Galactic's quest items get affected by item drop boosters? Yes. The Divergenizer says, the description for the effect Hippie Stench says monsters in a 10-mile radius can smell you, so that's 20 miles worth of monsters. But shouldn't it be 314.15 miles of monsters? Well, no, it'd be square miles worth of monsters, but it's a two-dimensional world, so it's...
Also, a radius is a linear measurement.
No, it is, but I mean, saying that a 10-mile radius meant 20 miles is kind of... I mean, if all the monsters were in a straight line with you, that would
right.
be true, you know. Which they are.
Yes.
Yep. What is this?
What is what?
Somebody has, this webpage, Spooky Raven, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love My Haunted Apartment.
Yes, I looked at the pictures, and they weren't that impressive, except for the toilet paper golem, but the text seems awfully funny. Necrophage has written a story about his apartment getting possessed, and Spooky Raven Manor style, so I'm going to drop that link in radio, and you guys can read it, and we can't yet.
Oh, Kozlo says, you better believe it, hate early rollover. Did rollover get earlier for everybody else, or did it get later? I guess it got earlier.
It got earlier.
Well, you know. Yeah.
I still think it wouldn't be a bad thing if we're going to change our radio times to change the rollover time.
Yeah, I don't, honestly. I don't know why Xenophobe is against it.
I don't like changing things.
No.
Fear change. Yeah, Xenophobe and Rift fear change.
Nightmare says, do you love butts? Oh, I love butts. Grimo1 says, who's the oldest active KOL player besides Jick or Mr. Skullhead? Probably Incanoe?
Yeah. So I don't think Accordion Thief's around that much anymore. I saw him pop up a while ago. But Incanoe logged in 2 days ago.
Maxima says, when is the town gym equipment going to be put in? People in my clan keep bitching. Well, so buy the clan gym furniture for them. Red Mage 13 said, "Diamond is the hardest metal known to man." I don't think diamond is a metal. What would happen if a car made of diamond hit a wall made of diamond at exactly 400 miles per hour?
They would bounce off of each other.
Yeah. Dirty Diaper says, "How the heck do people get into the barrel full of barrels? Is there some elevator or ladder or maybe a teleporter, a door even?"
Crawl through a barrel.
You get hung over a barrel. They've got you over a barrel. What does that mean? To have someone over a barrel?
To have...
I mean, I know it means, like, in a fix.
To have sufficient leverage to force them to do what you want.
Yeah, but I'm saying... But what does that mean? I mean, what... How?
If you're over a barrel and the barrel doesn't move and you've got your feet and your hands both off of the ground, then, in theory, you can't move.
Like laying over a barrel on its
right.
side. I was, like, suspended over a barrel... That was sitting upright, like, oh no, I'm gonna fall in this barrel, which I will then step out of and leave and flip off the person who was holding me up there. You know, like, I never got why. Okay. Koshante says, "What weighs more, a pound of rocks or a pound of feathers?"
A pound of.
A pound of British currency.
Crux Mondrian says, "I was so excited to hear you guys talk about the possibility of a frameless version of the game for mobile devices. I have a Pocket PC phone, and I've been wanting this for a while." Baruch says, "Question, want to make a fortune? Usable item of the month that permanently adds plus pounds to a familiar once. No, really. You'd be thousandaires." I don't know about that. It's going to be more of that whole, this makes hardcore easier.
So you would be able to ascend... And always have a 5-pound something in your terrarium.
If you use 5 of them. We had initially thought of a Thanksgiving item of the month that was like a manual of belt loosening or something that permanently added plus 1 max fullness, and they were multi-usable. that was a little bit not good.
You didn't actually comment on Crux's question, you just read it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's, if that ever happens, it's going to be way, way, way off. So, sorry.
I still think we could have some kind of reference page that just had adventure locations and inventory and whatnot on it.
I mean, we could do, burn your turns if you couldn't get to the game using anything other than a phone or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. Brazen Thief says, "Hey guys, will being in hardcore during Crimbo mean you won't get the same Crimbo benefit as everyone else?"
Like all holidays, it means you will have to choose whether you want to give up your speed run to spend adventures somewhere you wouldn't normally spend them.
Skinny Nate says, "How do you guys do it? How do you make it look so easy?"
It is easy. I mean, no, it's really hard.
Neckfire says, "How unlikely are you to get one of the super rare items if you farm, say, the back alley? I mean, if you farm it, are your chances better or worse?" Well, I mean, if you farm the alley, your chances are better than if you weren't playing the game of finding one. The Gunrun says, "What would you do if someone microwaved one of your cats?" And then, "Do you guys have any advice on having sex for the first time?" Well, first you microwave a cat until it's warm.
Yep.
And then... No, wait, cats start out warm.
It means you just have to be really quick.
O'Grady says, "Sorry, I can't think of anything sagely right now. I'm kind of doing homework. Today in Behind the Wheel, I balanced a dozen donuts on top of a sleeping girl's head."
Wow. Did you send it to stuffonmysleepinggirl.com?
What?
There's a website called Stuff on My Cat.
No, Stuff on My Cat. Okay. LOTE says, "Hey, are the Tuesday updates going to continue after NS13 rolls out?" Yeah, probably. Wow, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see the wiki page on these that tries to collect all of the... Aneka Ju says, are more people using the flea market since the changes, or fewer, or has it stayed the same? I don't know. We weren't tracking it then, and we're not tracking it now. Also, I still can't believe Xenophobe's real name is Greta. Well, you butter believe it. Naked Jew says he can't believe that your real name is Greta.
I can't believe it's not Greta.
Naked Jew says, so have you guys finished either the November Ride of the Month or the Spooky Raven expansion pack? No, the Spooky Raven expansion pack is not going to roll out on Halloween. I cannot in good conscience put out something that quickly without, you know, having any testing done on it. And I blame myself, and y'all can blame me too, because I should have laid a lot of the groundwork for the Spooky Raven expansion on, like, Saturday, and I didn't. What I did, in fact, was make a Halloween costume and then go to a bunch of parties, because I was just kind of burned out from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
We weren't expecting that having the documentary crew here would be, I don't want to say, like, so much work or anything, because it was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but it took a lot of time.
It
was exhausting. It was, I hate stuff like that. I mean, I don't hate stuff like that. It was neat. I'm glad that the documentary is getting made, right? It's cool, but I don't like being interviewed, and I don't like, you know, people asking me questions and then having three people listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Mr. Skullhead's interview, because I think of all of us, he's the one who's going to be, like, the most animated and actually funny, and people will actually want to watch an interview with him. I just kind of mutter and stare off into space.
I only talked for 15 minutes.
Yeah. If
you've... Riff kind of flailed. He doesn't even remember what he said. So, yeah, no Spooky Raven expansion pack tomorrow. Maybe a week from tomorrow. Maybe not. And the item of the month we're working on.
Yep.
I don't know what the hell we're going to do for Tuesday. There'll be some changes to trick-or-treating for, you know, Halloween, and that might just count as Tuesday. Because I gotta get back in the swing of things. Invariel says, now that we've received a bunch of new clan equipment, when will clan warfare mean anything more than the number of goodies you're able to steal? I thought of something a long time ago that I think would actually be kind of cool. It was sort of a way of combining clan warfare with the clan gym. Like, basically, in order to succeed at clan warfare, not only do you have to buy the soldiers and stuff, but people also have to spend adventures doing stuff. In the war room, like, you know, polishing swords and things that were just, like, kind of low-yield
so
stat adventures.
Polishing swords and choking chickens and flogging bishops.
Sure. Polishing swords, I don't know. Inferno Hero says, what are you guys dressing up for tomorrow? For Halloween. Don't even act like you're not going to dress up. Now, I'm probably not going to actually do anything.
Yeah, we had a party on Saturday night, and as I usually do, I got into my costume, went to the party, stayed in costume for about an hour and a half, and then took the uncomfortable elements of the costume off. So by the time Jake got to the party, me and Jezzerfly had already completely changed into civilian clothes.
I went as a cross between William Wallace and Milton from Office Space. And I kept telling people that, well, okay, but I told the English that if they can take my life, but if they take my stapler, I'm going to burn down York. And, like, you know, the handful of people who got it without me having to explain it.
That was pretty clever.
I don't know. I ran out of ideas, which is to say that I didn't have any ideas to begin with. But found some blue. I made a kilt. I fashioned a kilt out of a rectangle of plaid. Actually, tartan.
Jezzerfly and I ended up doing the Vincent Van Gogh and Starry Night, and that turned out really well. But it lives on only in pictures, which we got good pictures of everybody from the party, and we'll put those up somewhere that Kingdom of Loathing people can see them and make fun of you for wearing a kilt.
Good. Punjo says, wow, Mr. Skullhead, didn't they teach you in high school that smoking is bad? Did they teach the opposite? Jick, do you smoke? I smoked for a long time, but I don't smoke anymore. You know, it's weird. Like, I realized this the other day, like, you know, when they're talking about... So there's a lot of ballot resolutions up because Arizona is basically about to do what California did and just make it so you can't smoke anywhere. There is one sane proposition that if it passes, it's like, all right, screw all the existing smoking laws. You can't smoke anywhere except in bars where the bar owner wants to allow you to smoke.
Which would be perfect.
Exactly. That is just a perfectly sane way of going about that. Because, you know, people who spend a lot of time in bars, you know, I don't think they care. I don't think they're that... that you can go to a bar. And seriously, this is the thing that pisses me off about all anti-smoking and bars laws. In Mesa, if a bartender wants to, they can allow people to smoke inside, right?
Right.
Every single bar does. I have yet to go to a bar that didn't choose to do that. And the thing is, you know, they say, yeah, you know, if you want to go to a bar where there's not smoke, then you can. That does kind of suck because nobody wants to go to bars like that. There aren't enough people who, A, want to go to a bar and just, you know, destroy their liver, but B, don't want the sort of may or may not exist marginal health risks associated with secondhand smoke to actually serve as the clientele for even a small bar. Because bars where you can't smoke go out of business because people drive to the bars where you can smoke and drink there instead. Like, it sucks. Like, I was laying with my wife watching an episode of The Twilight Zone, and she was like, what the fuck? When did they let you smoke on planes? Like, you know, probably up until the 70s, right? She's like, I don't understand why you... I don't understand how you can not think that smokers are evil. I don't understand how you can not think that smoking is just the worst thing in the world. I don't understand why you don't hate people who smoke. I'm like, you know, because I didn't grow up in California in the 90s.
Right.
You know, where, like, basically just, I guess... I don't know. As a culture, we've just decided, like, no, sorry. Like, smoking is like... Like, being a smoker is like being a child molester, you know? Don't they realize that people can smoke and molest children?
Well, the problem is...
smoke and not molest children.
Think about how much more upset somebody would be if somebody was smoking while they molested their kid.
Exactly. Not only that, not only did you damage his anal health, but you also damaged his cardiovascular health.
Yeah.
It's so irritating to me that, I mean, I just wonder when it's going to happen with alcohol again, you know? And don't say that there's no way we would ever do that because we fucking did it, like, less than 100 years ago, you know? Like,
reading through our voting ballot, the handbook that allows people to argue for and against propositions. There's Prop 201, which eliminates smoking in any building, pretty much, except, like, your own home for now. But that's supported by, you know, the Lung Cancer Association and the people for the prohibition of cigarettes, whatever. And there's Prop 206, which is bars get to have smoking, and restaurants with separately ventilated smoking areas are fine. And the arguments on Prop 206 are just, this is some fake ban that the big tobacco companies want you to pass, and you would still, it's still possible, even if it's separately ventilated, for there to be wisps of cigarette smoke blowing in, and this deadly toxin is still going to be invading your lungs and killing you even as you sit. And it's just like, walking down a street and passing somebody who's smoking, you don't instantly get lung cancer. It's just dumb. It's like every other debate in our society now. It's just gotten completely, I don't know, extremist and to the point of being ridiculous.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, there's nothing preventing a municipality or a state or you know the federal government from just kind of so somebody gets a DUI, right?
Yep.
And they are just fucked. It just absolutely ruins your life. It makes it completely okay for everyone that you deal with to take advantage of you because nobody will ever say, you know, hey, isn't anybody concerned about the rights of people who, you know, drive drunk? Because, you know, nobody, who's gonna support that cause? It's political suicide.
Right.
You know, and like, nobody's gonna ever fight for the rights of people who smoke because of the same thing, you know?
Well, at least we know that smoking won't be banned completely. Like, cigarettes won't be banned completely as long as our government runs on whoever has the most money.
But if that's the case, why don't, you know, why doesn't it have any impact on state and local stuff? You know, how is it that state governments don't get the same kind of lobbying from tobacco companies that the federal government does?
I think that the tobacco companies allow for these smoking bans because it, you know, makes them look better to say, yes, we're all for nobody having to be exposed to cigarette smoke against their will, which is the language that's being used, which drives me insane. He's like, yeah, remember that time the dude dragged you into the bar and handcuffed you to the bar and made you serve drinks in there when there was smoking?
But, I mean, I can honestly see it being justified from the stance of, you know, waitresses at a bar are able to sue their employers if they get lung disease.
They shouldn't be able to.
I agree. I mean, you know, I just don't. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, sorry, get a different job. If you don't like it, get a different fucking job. You know, it's sort of like complaining about working at Walmart. You know, I honestly don't believe that there is a single person in this country who has no choice but to work at Walmart.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that there is a single person in that situation. And it's like, I don't know. Somebody's going to come up with a counterexample.
I'm sure.
But I worked at Walmart, and then I had 25 kids, and now if I quit Walmart, even for a week, they're going to repossess all my kids. Discworldian says, how about a new monster at Cobb's Knob called the Hemogoblin, which gives you some potion to improve your blood, and thus makes you stronger?
Or maybe gives you something you can mix with used blood.
Fred Levi says, implement the cheese, mushroom, and sausage pizza Tuesday, please. One of these days, Tuesdays.
Right.
Rocket Manlier says, there are other things that can be done on the cheap as well. What? Oh, here's an idea that might help you with your radio issues, and then something. Link to something that has the word podcast in it. So, M-Audio Podcast Factory. What is it? I don't know what this is. A complete podcasting package.
Is it safe?
Mr. Skullhead, are you gay for my podcasting package?
I am. Is it safe? Is it safe to refresh the list of questions?
I don't know.
Are we going to get errors?
We won't get errors, but we might get some slowdown. I'll let you refresh yours, and I'll leave mine up.
Okay.
Discworldian says, by the way, the plural of cream of pushy... damn it. By the way, the plural of cream of pointy mushroom soup is cream of pointy mushroom soups. Isn't bowls of cream of pointy mushroom soup, or even creams of pointy mushroom soup, better? I think bowls of creams of pointy mushroom soups is...
Pointy mushrooms soups. I think that I don't come to your house, Discworldian, and tell you how to pluralize things.
Amanda's Lover says, you probably saw this earlier, but have you heard my radio show? It's called What?! And it's me and Warmage Wilf again. What? Warmage Wilf again. Going on nonsensically. Fun!
I have not heard your radio show, Amanda's Lover.
A Naked Jew says, Eldritch Mists is my favorite 19th century perfume manufacturer.
Mine too.
I don't think that I could pick a favorite 19th century perfume manufacturer because I love them all so much. The Duminator says, Jick, do you guys play Adventure Quest? I keep trying it every once in a while to see if it's fun, and it keeps not being fun. I would go look at it again. I donated once to see what happened when you donated. And when you donate, you get something that's just better equipment than anything else that you can get in the game, and that's
so it's like our game.
You can't actually acquire it through any other means, though, in Adventure Quest. That's right. Amanda's lover says, I says, what is the point of Magic Missile? I'm sure it's a Final Fantasy reference, but what does 5d4 damage mean? Tell me. Yeah, you're fired. This is not a Final Fantasy reference. Almost nothing in fantasy is a Final Fantasy reference. The penultimate fantasy airship, I will grant you.
Right.
That. But no, it's fucking... Do a Google search for Magic Missile. The what? His lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, yeah. Maybe the I'm casting magic missile at the darkness. Okay. Dan Bob says, can we convince you gentlemen to upgrade the organization of the clan stash? I find it very cumbersome as it is. Could it be organized perhaps like the DC or flea market? Display case, no. I honestly can't think of a better way to do it. It's, you know, you could keep it better organized yourself, and it wouldn't be as cumbersome. I mean, I feel like, in general, in a clan, they're not going to want 1,000 different items in there, you know? They're going to be putting stuff in there that people are actually using. The Doominator says, okay, so I got hit on by a poser emo chick. Poser emo, what the crap do I do?
You try and slit her wrists with a cardboard razor blade.
You could just have sex with her, is what I was going to say. I guess that's the straight guy answer, though. Wouldn't have expected Mr. Skullhead to come up with that.
So I'm trying to find... Somebody asked if we had the game Drilldozer for the GBA. And I've got some website that's making all kinds of noise.
Amanda's lover says, by the way, Jick, periods go outside the parentheticals.
We've been through this. He doesn't know what periods mean.
And I just don't believe
or
you.
Or parentheticals.
You know, and I'm not gonna take corrections from somebody who thinks that Magic Missile is a Final Fantasy reference. Stifer says, why do people intentionally try to get banned? Is someone offering them candy or something if they do? No, I think that being a douchebag is its own reward for some people.
Yep. Wait, Istanbul says anti-cheese plus duck cheese equals duck, a new familiar that can peck at your opponent and lay eggs. I hate to tell you this, but you can only really make cheese using stuff that comes out of mammals.
Yeah. Like, Goudas. Ooh, dog cheese. It's a cheese that's made in there. There's bathtub cheese that you can make into a bathtub. A Naked Jew says Hobopolis. The back alley should expand into Hobopolis.
He's right.
That's true. A Naked Jew says Jeezly Crow.
Yeah, that was another one that we used.
Discworldian says, your parents made you wash your mouth out with soap for swearing? I thought that only happened in stories. No wonder you turned out so marvelously fucked up.
You know, it's always interesting to grow up insulated in some kind of community. Like, I didn't grow up in a compound with a cult, you know, but all of my friends were from the same religious background as I was, so it was not unusual at all for kids to have their mouth washed out with soap.
I mean, do you honestly believe that that's, like, cruel?
No.
Me neither. I mean, but I feel like it's yeah, it's kind of stupid, but I mean, I feel like it's one of those things that would get you hung out to dry now. I mean, yeah, I got my mouth washed out with soap when I was a kid. I was, you know, like, a couple times. I think it was mostly by my grandma, because my parents didn't really care.
Yeah.
They swore so much that I think that they were just amazed that they were just happy that I didn't do it, like, you know, on stage at my piano recital, you know.
Right.
My dad says this song is fucking stupid.
I don't think it's horrible. I think it is kind of weird, though. Well, especially when it's son, go into the bathroom and pump some liquid soap on your toothbrush and brush your teeth for at least 2 minutes. Before you can go out to your big fun sock hop. You know, it's also kind of weird that I went to sock hops.
We had sock hops in my high school. The first freshman year.
By the time we made that sock beer.
Oh. Gorblack says, I have Jewish parents, and let me assure you, cursing is just as frowned upon. I need language like that, like I need a hole in my head.
And so, they don't care if he's naked, but they care if he swears.
Fred Levi says, where's King Ralph's castle? Did the giants take it from him and make it fly? Oh man, his castle was already fly.
It was super fly.
No, King, he didn't have a castle. He lived in a hollow tree.
Yeah.
It was a giant hollow tree made of bricks with crenellations at the top. They did. That's it. The council had to hawk his castle. The council had to pawn his castle to buy that the tablecloth for the table.
Did they rook the castle from him and then pawn it?
Yeah. They did it at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Spoonie the Spoon Thief says, would Ooh be planning on introducing anything like wedding rings for KOL weddings as Iv just proposed, then I want to have a wedding ring. No, you didn't just propose to anyone. Just saying. Istanbul says, I recently watched your Tech TV interview, and you seemed really enthused and into the game. Has your enthusiasm for KOL diminished over the years? Are you sick of it? No. I mean, I don't think I'm any less enthusiastic about it now than I used to be. A Naked Jew says, the Grimoire needs a rubber chicken, a dribble cup, and an eye-blacking telescope.
Huh. Then we would be accused of being racist. Like, why is it bad to have your eye be black?
Oh, let's see. In the Rumpus Room, says Amanda's lover, if you're in Hardcore or Ronin, it says the pickings are too low on the meat tree slash bush. However, my friend then got 500 meat from the same tree. Why? It should say your Hardcore slash Ronin discipline makes you see evil in taking animal flesh from a plant. No, it's not the same tree. You each have a copy of your clan hall.
I just figured that being in Hardcore also makes your arms shorter.
Oh, okay. The Deversionizer says, since the exploding gum actually does damage, the theoretical boxing glove should be able to deal damage too, as long as it was not just a gift box, but something like completely unsuspicious package. I mean, you wouldn't be able to, if it would do damage to somebody who opened a gift package, you wouldn't be able to open it in Ronin or Hardcore anyway, so it's not like you're going to screw up somebody's run.
Yeah.
People would just be so pissed.
Yeah. Like, I haven't broken my hippie stone, and this person took my hit points from me, and they did it just to, you know, show that they hate me, and the fact that somebody online who I don't even know hates me just drives me insane. But then if you could obviously tell it was going to damage you before you opened it, then it wouldn't be funny.
Yab says, Jake, when you're talking to Riff or Zeno on the Monday show, could you either make them use mics or repeat what they say? As amusing as it can be to hear only one side of a conversation, it's pretty useless and gets boring after a few times. I usually repeat it.
Yeah, we try. Gorblack says we need a gun without bullets we can pistol whip people with. I think just a pistol whip would be kind of cool. Just a pistol with a whip coming out of the barrel.
Yeah, that was a terrible joke. I'm not going to repeat what Xenophobe just said, and believe me, you guys would be thanking me if you knew.
Yep.
Istanbul says, doesn't each element already have a zone? Friars equals hot, McLarge Huge equals cold, Guano Junction equals stench, Hole in the Sky equals sleaze, Spooky Raven equals spooky. Each element, that is. Though it would be cool to fight elementals of all the elements. Well, not exactly. I mean, yeah, cold there is. We kind of thought that is already taken care of. But, you know, I guess the fryers are kind of like a hot thing, although we were still going to do the volcano with a bunch of hot stuff. Fred Levi says, how can there be a forest north of Seaside Town when there's a beach slash ocean north of Seaside Town? Well, it's north of the forest, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Glebe says, can we get a teen slut warehouse as a campground house?
Hey, yeah, it's already in there. You just have to find it.
Gorblack says, do you plan to make the Haiku Dungeon and the Limerick Dungeon not suck in the future? Wow, we made something that sucks in the future?
That's awesome.
Out of all the web games out there, this is not the worst in the future.
Gorblack says, don't cry, don't raise your eye, it's only teen slut warehouse.
And I'm glad he did.
Inferno Hero says, what about a story behind the giant superfluous fountain?
Once upon a time, there was a guy who designed fountains, and the council hired him to design them a fountain, and he did. And he said, what is this fountain for? And the council said, we have no idea, we just thought there should be a fountain here. So he designed the fountain, and he gave the design to a guy who builds fountains, and that guy built the fountain.
Gorblack says, in the future, everyone will use lasers as currency. I'm not sure how it will work, but we'll all have the coolest wallets ever. Yab says, when you were talking about being gay not being like being Jewish, you're using a rather bad example, since Judaism is half race, half religion, and somewhat unique in that sense. I'd suggest using Arab instead. Well, no. People choose to be Arab.
Yep.
Yab says, Jick, I've been listening to you on the radio since you started the weekly radio shows, and I've been wondering, have you ever considered the possibility that you might have ADD? Oh, I'm sure that
you
I
want to ride bikes?
I'm sure that I have every overdiagnosed illness they can come up with. I remember Doc Galactic convincing a psychologist that he had ADD so that he could get some Benzedrine to abuse. Said he spent about 15 minutes just reading the DSM symptoms for ADD and said, yep, these are the things that happened to me. Senor Random says, tell me about the rabbits, Jick. We got work to do. I'll tell you about the rabbits later.
Yeah, it's another book that I've never read.
Really?
Yep.
It's like 15 pages long.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Not the Cliff Notes.
No, it's seriously, though. Like, I read it in a single sitting the first time I read it. I mean, it's like, it's not like, it's like the same length as, like, The Old Man and the Sea or, like, The Pearl. It's just very, very short novel.
Wow, is that true?
Waterboo says, I want a WWMSSD bracelet. What would Mr. Skullhead's sister do? yeah.
So what is...
Hogulus says, alternatively to the man in the back in the ballroom, there could be a ballroom blintz food item found there.
That's how does it taste? Sweet.
That's awesome. A blintz is like some weird... Yeah, the first Jewish guy I ever met was appalled that I had never heard of a blintz, and he explained it to me, and I don't remember. It's like some... As I recall, it's some bullshit that... It's like, oh, this is just some candy, but it's okay to eat it for breakfast for some reason. Like, it's like a pancake made out of sugar, coated with sugar and drenched in syrup. Hmm. With maybe some cherries. The girl in the corner says, boy, I want to warn you.
It'll turn into a ballroom.
Let's see. Pirate Ninja says, ugh, I just saw that Laffy Taffy joke about Flash Garden the other day. Next to it was, what did the noodles say to the butter? Don't try and butter me up. Truly epic fail. Yeah.
It's like, what did the noodles say to the margarine? It might have been a little
bit. Yeah. They're the same. There was another one that had those exact two same jokes on them. They don't even mix them up on the packages. Bobo the Pink Elephant says, don't you do a barrel roll into the barrel full of barrels? Kayla says, the over-the-barrel thing draws from seafaring times due to wages being paid in grog and other alcohol in barrels. I don't believe that there was ever a job where your wages were paid in booze. Is that being worth your salt? Is from a from that? Glebe says the main difference between the Pearl and Of Mice and Men is that the Pearl sucks. It wasn't didn't suck that much. It's got a guy killing a scorpion with his bare feet because it's going after his baby. Excuse me. Yeah, okay, that is a problem. Pastorama says, one of the problems with the same time radio hour earlier rollover is question lost. Because it was rollover. Yeah, so, alright. Yeah. Yep, we are about over, if you want.
We certainly are.
I'm going to flush the messages.
Well, alright. Tomorrow at whatever time my show is usually on in your city or time zone, I'll be doing an all-Halloween show, and Jake will be on Thursday.
Alrighty.
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids.
Get out of the car. Put down the phone. Take off that hat you wear. I'm gonna die if you touch me one more time. Well, I guess that I'm gonna die no matter what. Love people are there. The smell of love is everywhere. You think it's always sensitive and good. Think that I want to be understood. I've got to match your embrace and my collapse. Beat up the cat if you need someone else on the mat. I put a rock in your coffee in your coffee mug. You want